back to another episode of What's Happening at CM Library. I'm Eric.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Lawrence.
And I'm Lachey.
And this week we're going to be talking about library programs throughout Charlotte-Mecklenburg libraries for the week of June 18th to June 24th.
One of our most popular programs are the story times that we offer each day. Story time at the library is a way to introduce your child to stories, music, and movement activities. These skills are so important. Your child can learn these when they begin school, and they'll be a strong reader.
The good thing about story times is, you know, they have it multiple times a week, and if you miss it at one branch, you can always search online to see what other branches are having them.
I always love to walk by. I'll peek my head, and I'll see all, like, the little kids getting really excited about the book that's being read, or they're really engaging with a lot of the other little kids, kind of get them really socialized, get them ready for that.
This week we have Family Story Time, Monday, June 18th, from 10:15 to 10:45 at Morrison Regional Library. This is a family story time for preschoolers, toddlers, and babies. We have a baby story time, also Monday, June 18th, from 11:10 to 11:35 at Myers Park. This is a baby story time from 0 to 17 months. Mountain Island is offering a family story time on Tuesday, June 19th from 10:30 to 11. It's their Listen and Move program. This is for 5 and under. Children and parents will participate in stories, songs, and movement activities that help build gross and fine motor skills. Independence Regional is offering something really great. It's a musical story time and violin petting zoo on Thursday, June 21st from 2 to 3. This is for your school-aged children from 5 to 11. There will be a variety of singing and musical elements to combine to bring an engaging story time filled with fun and music education. You'll get to listen to books being read about music and learn about instruments, especially the violin.
Anybody play the violin?
No, I'm a clarinet type gal.
Flute. Definitely clarinet.
And percussion.
I do percussion.
Okay.
But I wish I could play the violin.
I'd have to say saxophone and handbells all the way.
I played the flute.
So we all got a little bit of a music background.
That's awesome.
Start our own band.
Right?
Yeah, that could happen.
Dewey and the Decimals.
That's been done before.
There is another family story time being offered Saturday, June 23rd from 9:30 to 10 at the Matthews Branch. This is for children 5 and under. Then we have another Listen and Move story time at Hickory Grove. This is Saturday, June 23rd from 11 to 11:55. Participate in songs and movement activities that will build, again, your gross and fine motor skills. For more information, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right, at Hickory Grove for the week of June 18th, CMS English Learner Services Center from 9 to 5. Learn about resources and services offered by the English Learner Services for families and community engagement. ELSC will provide families with the following services: PowerSchool Parent Portal login, electronic completion of lunch applications for school choice lottery enrollment, and literary resource support for second language acquisition and support for high school graduation information. So this is great for anyone coming in new. We get a lot of CMS students that come to our branch, and mothers and fathers coming in asking us this information. So this will be great. Hickory Grove is going to be having their Urban Book Club reading June's discussion book, which is Cuz by Danielle Allen. If you would like some more information about any of our programs you've heard today, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
This week at Plaza Midwood, we have Lego Club. That's going to be on Tuesday, June 19th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Also this week at Plaza Midwood, Teens Third Thursdays, and that is going to be themed around solar ovens. Thursday, June 21st, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., and you can create your own solar oven and make something out in the sun. So that's going to be very, very fun.
Sounds like a hot program.
Yes, and it's geared towards preteens and teens, so check that out. Also, for Plaza Midwood, we have Teen Ventures, Art with Jonathan Rays. That's going to be Saturday, June 23rd, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Jonathan is a local graphic design artist with a love of the comic book form. He will introduce techniques of anatomy and shading. That'll be fun. And for more information, please visit us at www.cmlibrary.org.
We got any artists in this group?
None at all, but Jeff, you're an artist, right?
I try.
We what all try, but aren't you good?
Pretty good.
What do you do?
I paint.
Really?
Draw,
okay, that's cool.
Portraits,
landscapes. I really wish I could.
So, if you need him for any of your programs, please reach out.
Wednesday, June 20th, will be a busy day at Morrison Regional Library. Beginning at 10:30, Bookends Book Club will meet as a book club on the first and third Wednesdays of each month for adults and older adults. That's a clever name.
Say that five times fast.
On the same date, at 2 o'clock, the Parks and Rec presenting Reptiles and Amphibians for school age, Explore Nature at 2 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, Quilting for Beginners. This is for adults, teens, and older adults. Stop at the makerspace to play with fabric and learn the basics of machine quilting, starting with a bright and easy jelly roll baby quilt. For more information, go to cmlibrary.org.
At Steel Creek this week, we're offering a Discover Caprera program on Tuesday, June 19th from 3 to 4 o'clock. This is for families, and it's music education. Caprera is an Afro-Brazilian art form that combines acrobatics, music, dance, and martial arts. It was developed by slaves in Brazil. This art is practiced all over the world by different people of different backgrounds. This performance will be a unique cultural experience featuring live music, acrobatics, martial arts, and culture. Please come see us. If you have any questions about this program, you can always visit cmlibrary.org.
At Davidson, for the week of June 18th, first a Learn, Connect, Play trivia for teens. Come in and test your knowledge on a variety of topics. On Saturday, June 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 11:30, Davidson's holding a Small Business Concierge program. It's going to be hosted by a small business expert with Mecklenburg County, who will be able to give you information on almost every aspect of running or starting a small business on a one-on-one or walk-in basis for free. If you've ever interested in starting your own small business, this might be a good step in the right direction. And then last but not least, on Friday, June 22nd, from 12 to 1:45, Davidson is showing Paddington 2. How many of you guys follow Rotten Tomatoes?
Don't.
No.
Sometimes.
Well, for people who are unfamiliar, Rotten Tomatoes is a movie review aggregate site. It'll rate movies depending on how well it rated with critics.
Sure.
This movie received a 100% rating, which is very rare for movies on Rotten Tomatoes.
So
pretty interesting. And as always, if you have more questions or concerns about any of our library programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right. This week at Scaly Bart, we have chair yoga Monday, June 18th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's important that you register because I'm pretty sure this registration will fill up fast. And for those who want a little bit more detail, chair yoga is a fun way to exercise for everyone, including those who are looking for a way to ease back into exercise. Those who don't want to get on the treadmill and want to take their time, get back into shape, chair yoga is probably the best way to go. Has anyone ever done chair yoga before?
No.
I've always been interested.
It sounds very interesting. I've never done it. I hear it's good, you know.
Can you do it while you're sitting?
Well, it does involve a chair. I think you have to do more than sit. I think you got to stand a little bit, you know.
Oh, well.
Mm. You know, we should all take that one day.
Jeff's out.
All right, guys. Also, at Scaly Bark, we have CM Library presents Professor Wizpop back again at your local library. Thursday, June 21st, 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Enjoy this hilarious, engaging, and brilliant Read to Achieve magic show. A show designed to inspire library attendees to become eager readers and reading heroes.
You know the kids are going to have a good time.
Right. Yeah. I love magic shows, too.
I wonder, will he do the bunny in the hat? You know, that is every magician's go-to. Also, at Scaly Bark, we have Read and Recycle Comic Creation. That's going to be on Thursday, June 21st as well, but that'll be 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. For Registration is important, so you want to make sure you get online and register. And this event is for teens 12 to 18. Repurpose used books to create usable items. Teens will have the opportunity to create coasters using recycled comics and to discuss the books they selected, as well as fiction and nonfiction. For more information, please visit us at www.cmlibrary.org.
Mint Hill Branch Library will host a program on Thursday, June 21st at 3 to 4 p.m., Frontline Puppeteers, for school age, preschool, and really for families. Come and learn and explore puppetry and music, Frontline Puppeteers.
We have Terrific Tuesday again at Imagineon. This week we are featuring The Amazing Mr. Archer, Tuesday, June 19th from 1 to 2 p.m. for school-age children, preschoolers, and their families. Mr. Archer is a balloon artist, so don't miss out on this unique storytelling experience. If you miss him there, you can always go to South County on Wednesday, June 20th from 3 to 4. Both of these programs do require registration. For more information, cmlibrary.org.
For the Cornelius Branch, on the week of June 18th, they'll be having several different programs. First, on June 21st, from 5:30 to 7 o'clock, will be the Small Business Concierge with a small business expert with Mecklenburg County, who will give you one-on-one information on aspects of running or starting up a small business. There's no fee and no registration. Also, on Tuesday, June 19th, from 2 to 3 o'clock, Mazes for school-age children. Solve mazes, create them, come in for themed stories and experiments. And then on June 20th, from 2 to 3:30, the Community Service Project for Preteens and Teens, the Odd Sock, where you can join us for a unique service project where you can earn community service hours by sorting socks for the homeless. Please visit cmlibrary.org for more information on any of our programs.
All right, guys, this is for the adults out there. South County will be having their English Conversation Club program. It is themed around Global Cafe. It'll be on Wednesday, June 20th, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Practice your English speaking and listening skills in a relaxed group environment. No lectures, just conversation. Also, South County will be having their Dungeons and Dragons for Teens. That'll be on Thursday, June 21st, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Make sure you register for that event. Participate in the Dungeons & Dragons role-playing board game that encourages cooperation, problem-solving, letter and word recognition, and critical thinking skills. For more information, please visit us at www.cmlibrary.org.
You know, with the TV show Stranger Things coming out, Dungeons & Dragons has really gotten more popular over the last year or so. Yeah, so if you'd like to see yours truly at the event, ooh, come on and stop on by.
Okay, so that means Mr. Eric is going to be...
I will be hosting that program, yes, I'll be there.
Awesome. I've never played this game before, but I've heard about it, and you're right, it is very popular.
Lots of creativity, make it whatever you want.
At the Mountain Island Library, there are a couple of activities that are coming up for teens specifically. The first one on Thursday, June the 21st at 6 o'clock is Social Issues Netiquette. Should I have posted that? And it deals with the issue of jobs and careers. This is a course on netiquette, digital etiquette, and the implications on how posting can help or harm us.
Well, that's actually something that maybe we didn't have to live with about 10 years ago, but a pretty important topic, you know, now in this day and age. And it just reminds me of the news stories that I hear about criminals who perform a crime and the cops can't find them, but then go on social media and find out all the things that they've posted from said crime.
The next one is on Saturday, June the 23rd. It's entitled Empowering Your Vision with Photography for Adults, Older Adults, and Teens. Professional photographer Jenny Wiley will teach you new ways to think about photos and how they tell life stories. Bring your camera or phone to practice. Registration is recommended for this program. Go to cmlibrary.org.
This sounds like a really fun program. A program called Franken Toys on Tuesday, June 19th from 2:30 to 3:30. It's going to be in the loft. It's for the preteens and teens. You're going to use provided materials that will help bring broken toys back to life by re-engineering them into new and beautiful creations. This kind of makes me think of the movie Toy Story. I don't know if you guys remember Sid. And he took all the toys and put, you know, took them apart and then redid them. You had the chance to do the same thing at Imagineon.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So if you guys have any questions about this program, go to cmlibrary.org.
At the Bates Ford Regional Branch on Tuesday, June 19th from 6 to 6:30, they're having their Reading Buddies program. If you're between the ages of 5 and 11, you can increase your reading confidence, fluency, and comprehension by reading aloud with a library volunteer for a 30-minute one-on-one session. If you have any other questions, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right, University City will be having their program on Monday, June 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And that program is Social Media for Small Businesses. It is for adults and older adults. Social media is a vital tool for any business. This educational hour explains where and how to spend your time on social media, and most importantly, why. There are many avenues. Which one is for your business? What you will learn is simple awareness to what works. If possible, bring a computer or device, business goals, and questions. Please make sure you go online to register for this event. Also, University City will be having Cultural Exploration Afro House. That'll be on Tuesday, June 19th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And that is for school age, 5 to 11, and families as well. Also, University City Regional will be showing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I don't know about y'all, but that is one of my favorite movies.
Yes, it is.
And that'll be on Saturday, June 23rd, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For more information, please visit us at www.cmlibrary.org.
What's interesting about the Guardians of the Galaxy movies is that nobody thought they would be as popular as they are.
Really?
Exactly.
Right? A talking raccoon?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How could you go
wrong? When I saw the previews, I thought it was, you know, out there, but it's awesome.
Well, my family's really into superhero movies,
yeah.
So they're like, oh, let's go see Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one. And I was like, okay, whatever. And I had low expectations, and I walked
Same
out going,
here.
Oh, that was awesome.
Same
I really
here.
Enjoyed it a lot. So
it caught me at the first one. Someone
yeah,
the
me too.
Came out, I had to go see it.
On Monday, June the 18th, Sugar Creek Library will host the movie Proud Mary, starring Taraji P. Henson of Empire and Hidden Figures fame. She portrays a hit woman working for an organized crime family in Boston. Her life is turned completely around when she meets a young boy when a professional hit goes bad. At 5 o'clock, the movie will begin. This movie is rated R. On Wednesday, June the 20th, Teen Summer Break Tie-Dye create Marvel tie-dye t-shirts. Bring your own white t-shirt to make a cool summer design at 2 to 3:30 p.m.
Independence Regional is hosting a program called English Literacy for Adults. This will be on Monday, June 18th from 6:30 to 7:30. For adults, older adults, and English speakers of other languages, you can improve your fluency, pronunciation, and reading comprehension in a supportive group environment. Both native English speakers and English as a second language folks are welcome. For more information about this program and others, please see cmlibrary.org.
At West Boulevard on June 21st at 11 to 12 p.m., learn about the world of magic with Professor Wispop, a magician bringing books to life. Also on June 19th from 4 to 6 o'clock, come see us for resumes and cover letters. Come stop on by and you can get some professional help. And if you have any further questions about any programs that our libraries offer, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right, this week at Maine Library, networking with LinkedIn. That'll be Monday, June 18th, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Registration is important, so please make sure you get online and register. And that program will be for adults. Learn to leverage the power of LinkedIn to market yourself, build your network, enhance your profile, navigate company pages, and explore LinkedIn's job resources in this workshop led by library staff. Come prepared for hands-on work. If possible, sign up for a LinkedIn account before attending class. For more information, please visit us at www.cmlibrary.org.
The Matthews Library has a couple of programs this week, one for your school-age children. It's going to be offered on Wednesday, June 20th from 3 to 4. It's called Reptiles and Amphibians. So you're going to learn about reptiles and amphibians with stories, fun facts, live animals, and interactive hands-on activities. Thursday, June 21st from 2:15 to 4:45, the Matthews Yarn Crafters. This is a program for adults. Being involved in the community is a great way to make connections. So join the Matthews Yarn Crafters as we create handmade items for various local nonprofits. If you have any question about these programs or more, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Thank you so much for joining us today for What's Happening at CM Library. I'm Eric.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Lawrence.
And I'm Lachey.
And we'll see you next time.